This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host today, Scott Burton, in for Shelley Delaney. And it's about 23 minutes until the top of the hour. Our next guest is Jordan Nigro. She's over from the Zach Gordon Youth Center. Jordan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Scott. Thank you.
All right. Our community's dedicated youth hangouts. How are things going over there?
Good. Things are going over there. Good. As I was leaving, there was a very robust game of memory happening at the table. So, yeah.
And let's see, it's 3:40 in the afternoon. What demographic is it right now?
So right now we have a fair amount of elementary school kids come. The elementary students come around 3:00. Then we get the middle schoolers and then we get the high schoolers. So
all the cool kids come in late.
Yes, that's right. Yep. Yep.
All right. So you got memory going on. What else?
Yeah. So we have a few things going on that I wanted to talk about. One of the upcoming things, most timely thing, is that we have our family nights happening through our BAM after school program. And tomorrow night from 5 to 7 is our February family night at Zantakahini. And this is for any families of Zantakahini students. So if you have a child at Zantakahini and you have kids at other schools too, you can bring them. And we are doing tomorrow night is family date night. So you'll make a pizza and you'll have family time eating the pizza, making the pizza. And then there's going to be some games about the theme is sort of relationship. So there's some a love language quiz, which is kind of to talk about like how does your family express love and some fun games around relationships, and that's from 5 to 7. And if you want to make a pizza, make sure you get there right at 5 because the pizza making will start right away.
And this is it's sort of in honor of Valentine's
Day. Yeah, yeah.
And are all the ingredients for the pizza
everything
provided?
Is there, and it is free. And then each month we have a family activity at each of the middle schools for the families from those schools. And then we also are doing a family forum. And so this month, our family forum is on healthy relationships. And that is going to be a brunch at Zach Gordon Youth Center this Saturday from 11 to 1. And so this is a conversation for parents or family caregivers around relationships and how to navigate those with your kid. And youth are welcome as well with their families. We have childcare provided for the littles, and there will be brunch foods there. So it should be lots of fun. They're going to do a parent speed dating sort of talk about relationships and just practice those sort of sometimes awkward conversations. If you don't know how to talk with your teen about it, you can practice that. And if you have kids, it's not just for parents of teens. It's for really parents of any age. And if you that sort of the earlier we start these conversations, the better, right? So so please feel free to join us. It's free. Food is provided. Childcare is provided. And if you have a middle schooler or a high schooler, they're welcome to be part of the conversation as well. But if you have a little that you want to have get some child care while you're in the conversation, feel free.
That's Saturday, 11 to 1 at Zach Gordon.
Saturday, 11 to 1 at Zach Gordon Youth Center.
And just to be clear, this is not so much about family relationships, but it's when the young ones mm-hmm. start to make other relationships mm-hmm. outside of the family.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's 11 to 1 this Saturday. The family activities night at DZ is Wednesday.
That is tomorrow night from 5 to 7. Yeah, and that's for any families of Zantakahini Middle School.
Got it. What else is going on?
So let's see. We have a few other things. Just to sort of pass on that family stuff coming up in March, we just wanted to get this word out because we're going to do family cooking from scratch in March for our family nights. So it's going to be a little different than our previous nights. In that, since we're cooking from scratch, we're going to limit the amount of spaces. So this will be one where we ask families to pre-register. So at Zantakahini, it'll be on March 13th. And at Floyd Dryden Middle School, it'll be on March 14th. And if you and your family would like to register, you can email BAM, B-A-M as in Max, at juno.org. And if you're a Zantakahini family, just let them know you want to sign up for the Zantakahini night. And if you're a Floyd Dryden Middle School family, just let them know you want to sign up for the Floyd Dryden night. And we're going to do 6 families at each school and just see how it goes. This is the first time we've done the pre-register, but mostly that's so we can make sure we have the right amount of ingredients, and we're going to use the cooking rooms. And so there's limited, you know, ovens and things.
Have you decided a theme on what you're going to cook?
I am not sure what they're cooking, actually.
Sounds like fun, but cooking from scratch.
Cooking from scratch, yeah. So it's something for the whole family to learn together.
All right.
So that's coming up. And then the other things that I wanted to mention are, of course, the Easter egg hunt is coming. So, you know, the registration for that will be out in March. So just keep your eyes peeled for that. Well, this is, I think, our 33rd annual Easter egg hunt. And then the other thing coming up is the Summer Activity Expo, which will be March 30th at Centennial Hall. And just look for the details on that. That will be from 10 to 1 on the 30th of March. And so we'll start putting the publicity out about that actually this week. So you'll start seeing more. And then coming up with our youth sports, so we just we have some exciting stuff coming with youth sports. We're very excited this summer to be offering girls soccer for the first time. So this will be in our outdoor soccer program. This is for ages 5 through 14, and it's the July and August season. Registration will open up in May. But we want to get the word out now because we've never actually done the just girls before. And so it's important that we spread the word, because if we don't get enough girls – then they'll have to – it'll be co-ed. So
– what will the ages be for that?
So the ages are 5 to 14. So it's 5 and 6 and then 7, 8, and 9, I believe, and 10 up. I can't remember – I might be splitting that wrong because Amanda is not with me and she's better at that. But 5 to 7 maybe it is. Anyway, so yeah, it's littles all the way up until about freshman in high school. And we're really excited to offer something for just the girls. But we are, you know, counting on the community to help us get the word out so we get enough girls to do a league. And I think what we're going to do is have it go week to week. So 1 week it'll be in the Valley and 1 week it'll be downtown. So you'll have to – if you're Valley, you'll have to drive downtown every other week. And if you're downtown, you'll have to drive to the Valley every other week. But since we're only doing one division to try it out, one league to try it out this summer, that's how we're going to start.
All right. Lots going on at the center.
Yeah. The other thing in the way of youth sports to add is that we're also very excited to be offering youth volleyball this year. And so that is going to start it's going to run from mid-April to early June. And we're going to start the registration actually coming up here in a couple weeks. And those ages are 4th and 5th grade, middle school, and high school. So 4th and 5th grade are going to be co-ed, as is middle school. But the high schoolers will be separated by gender.
All right. What's the best way to learn more about all of this?
Follow us on Facebook. That's probably the best way.
Zach Gordon Youth Center.
Yep, Zach Gordon Youth Center. And you can always call us at 586-2635 if you have any questions or want to find out more about what we've got going on.
586-2635?
Yes.
Jordan Nigro, she is the Youth Services Manager at Zach Gordon Youth Center. Always nice to check in with you. Anything we're missing?
No, I think that's it. We've got lots going on. We're excited to have the light coming back. It feels a bit like spring, even though it's snowing. We can tell. Everyone seems in a lighter, cheerier mood. So we're looking forward to youth sports for the summer and all sorts of fun stuff.
Thanks, Jordan.
Thank you. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung. Forever young. Forever.